Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. New jobs numbers just in. They show employers added 151,000 positions in February. That's up from 143,000 the month before. New additions mostly in healthcare, financial activities, transportation, and warehousing. The unemployment rate went from 4% in January to 4.1%. But the new numbers do not reflect the Trump administration's cuts to the federal workforce or the new trade war. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
At the beginning of the year, economists were projecting that the labor market would slow down this year to maybe 150,000 jobs per month. But with the tariff situation escalating and many companies sitting on their plans to hire, there is a concern that we could start to see the labor market deteriorate.
Futures markets down a little after yesterday's big sell-off. Dow futures off 27, S&P futures off 2. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Leases for other data center projects have been canceled, but a several billion-dollar plan for southeastern Wisconsin remains on track. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Microsoft officials say their commitment to Racine County remains unchanged. It comes after Microsoft canceled other data center leases in other parts of the country. The company owns about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant, and in a statement, they're reaffirming their commitment to the original $3.3 billion data center investment. Some construction was paused in December as a new design was worked out. A tech giant also has plans to build a data center in Kenosha.
Things change this weekend, like the time. Brittany Merlot explains.
It's about time to spring ahead. Yep, it's the shortest weekend of the year, with us losing an hour of sleep Saturday night. At 2 a.m., clocks will roll ahead to 3 a.m. Phones will automatically do this for us, but those traditional clocks on the wall, you'll need to adjust them. So it's also a good time to change out the batteries on smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, too. And this sudden shift in time may make us sleepy and affect our moods a little. So try to start adjusting your sleep schedule now.
There's a meeting in Stevens Point next week to discuss the idea of hiring a city administrator. Those in favor of the idea believe the position will be key to streamlining facilities and operations as they move into a new city hall. The position of mayor will focus more on advocating for and celebrating the city in the public eye, while the city administrator can focus on maximizing administrative effectiveness alongside department directors. The Personnel Committee will meet on Monday, March 10th at 6:40 to discuss and possibly take action on the referral. If it passes, the addition of a hired staff position of city administrator will move forward to the full council. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Halfhacker.
Good morning.
We hope you all are having a great one out there. Thanks for joining us to the best listeners in radio. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, looking like an interesting weekend.
Oh, isn't it? It's going to be beautiful, gorgeous. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Yes.
Very.
Totally.
Very.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So we're starting off today with plenty of sunshine, a little cooler than maybe we'd want to be in the upper 30s for our highs, a little breezy, too, winds gusting around 20 miles per hour. But overall, looking fantastic, and it's only the start. Tomorrow, we're looking at highs in the mid-40s. It's still going to be sunny, and we're going to hold on to pure sunshine into Sunday as well, and that's when we're going to climb into the low 50s.
Oof.
So very, very, very nice mild weekend, and we could hit 60 degrees on Monday. And I'll tell you, the warmth holds on to Tuesday, too.
Nice.
How are you feeling about this, Brittany? Be honest. It's just you and I and Seth, just between us.
honestly, I don't like it. I love the snowfall. I want to go out and cross-country ski this weekend, so I'm going to try to get out there tomorrow before it all melts away, because that is definitely going to be taking that snow cover away. But it is nice to have the sunshine. It is nice to feel comfortable and not bundled up in like 100 layers, I'll be honest.
Keeps it interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Brittany. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk on Monday.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Best in the business right there. Our friend Brittany Merlot joining us every morning. I want to encourage everybody to check her out on YouTube as well. She's got a bunch of great YouTube snippets that she does on there and everything. It's a lot of fun.
She's always, you know, the great thing about her is that it doesn't matter really what the weather is. She's always excited about it.
Yes.
She's a true meteorologist.
She's got a genuine passion for it
that is
contagious.
It is.
As somebody who already likes weather, gets you even more into it and everything. We're looking forward to hanging out with her again on Monday. We're looking forward to hanging out with you over the next couple of hours. We've got 10 hours of show to cram in. We're going to do it. Get ready, Seth.
All right. Oh,
we got the El Cafe.
My gloves on here.
We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. After our news, sports, and partner break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Got a famous TV theme song we're going to play, and I mean famous. This is a big one.
Okay, good.
We'll be getting to that one a little bit later. Looking forward to it. In between then and around then, we will be covering some other fun topics. We have got, Happy Employee Appreciation Day.
Oh, very good.
Get into that a little bit. We will also get into one-legged pants. We won't be getting into them, actually.
No, no.
We won't be,
how do those work?
Physically,
do you put both
them,
legs in the one
talk
leg?
Talk about them. Yes, we're going to figure that out. And, of course, 9 o'clock hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you. Let you know what's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stage. Mm-hmm. Got all that lined up. And we will also get into a life hack about jump scares.
Life hack about jump scares?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
All that coming up.
Was not expecting that headline today. Okay.
Couple of places I wanted to start, though. First up, I want to remind everybody that our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings are continuing their reign.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Steele County Blades coming to town, or Northwest Express coming to town.
Okay.
I should say to the Northwest Express, you're going to come for the King, you best not miss. we are on a roll right now. Kings are playing hot. Let's show them what home ice advantage is. Follow your boys a winner up and down the river all through the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Fill the South Duke County Rec Center.
That's
get your
right.
tickets at riverkingshockey.com. We'll be talking with Coach next week on Playmakers. Looking forward to that.
Exciting stuff.
Big shout out to our Assumption Lady Royals winning last night, victorious for those that did not hear. Assumption getting a little bit of revenge.
They did for the only loss they suffered this year. That's right.
61-43 over the Pacelli Cardinals. Shout out to the Pacelli Cardinals. Great season for
them. Very good season for them.
And a very good season for our Lady Royals.
Yes.
We will continue to follow them throughout the playoffs. We got tomorrow's game as they are taking on the Savage.
Wow, I've never heard of it before.
Darn it. God, I thought I had it that time. Savinsky? No, I don't know that. This is one few times you don't add a ski to the end.
Yeah, right.
Sevastopol.
Okay.
Popopopol. I apologize to the great people of that city.
Yes.
And all the people of that school. I don't know how this has ever happened to me. This is a town I have not heard of or a school or an area I haven't.
Are they actually in Wisconsin? I mean, how can this be? No.
I'm never embarrassed when I say a name wrong because I'm numb to it
sure,
by now.
Right.
I've been doing it for 20-some years. I'm actually embarrassed. I actually feel bad. I really did try to find out how to say this.
We don't have the queen of Wisconsin pronunciations here, Pam,
yeah.
who, by the way, talent that she has.
Yeah.
It's really remarkable. She knows how to pronounce all of these small towns in Wisconsin.
Yep.
So, yeah.
But I do want to say, looking forward to that game. We will have that game for you tomorrow right on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. Join us at 6:50. Join Randy and Seth for that one.
Mm-hmm. It's for all the to get to state. This is the big one, to get to state. So, listen in, everybody. It's going to be very exciting.
It's been a really fun season. We're looking forward to it continuing on. Two quick notes with that. A shout out to everybody, our team last night. Everybody did a great job with that game. And Laura had a little bit of technical difficulties, and she handled it. Nice work.
Nice.
Good shout
Excellent
out to her
stuff.
For that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the work from everybody. Hang on a second. Let's take a call right here. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
I
think that place is called Sevastopol.
Sevastopol. Okay.
Sevastopol. See?
Right.
Okay.
I told
right.
you.
I don't know where it is. I didn't even get a chance to
check on the map where it is.
But that's perfect, Pam. Thank you so much for that.
Love it.
Sevastopol.
Oh, that's okay.
Sevastopol.
Yeah, that's the way I've heard other people pronounce it.
Perfect.
That is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll find out more about it in the day to come here.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. I appreciate you, Pam. We'll see you in a little bit.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The heart of this station, everybody.
See? It's a skill that she has.
She's amazing. Man. She's amazing. Sevastopol is about 2 hours and 40 minutes away.
Okay.
It looks like it's over near Sturgeon Bay.
Oh, it's over in Door County area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's pretty far up there, too.
See, now I've been in that area many, many times, and I don't remember seeing that name. I don't know where it is. Oh, well.
That's probably the one part of Wisconsin I really haven't been to a lot.
Oh, okay.
This whole state, I feel like I've been all over. That's the one part I really haven't spent a lot of time in, so I guess that's it.
There you go.
They got a population a little under 3,000.
Okay.
And
pretty small.
Looks like a nice area. Like a nice area. It'll be a shame to send them home with a loss. Okay, we got
what a take.
Yeah, we got to
a little hometown stuff here. That's not that's
shout
okay.
out to the Liberty Royals. Great
yes.
game and great job by everybody last mm-hmm. night. Enjoy the game tomorrow, Seth. And I do want to shout you out. I know a little bit what this is like. Seth is in the middle of a run for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater doing Arsenic and Old Lace. He will wrap up that run tomorrow
yep.
and then come right into work.
Yep.
I know what that's like. I appreciate you, man.
Oh, happy
nice
to do
job.
It. Happy to
nice
do it.
Nice job. And I hope the run continues to go good. We'll talk more about that
yes,
later.
Yes, we will.
But we have to talk about daylight savings time.
Oh, yes.
It is that time of year again, time to change our clocks. And even though fewer and fewer clocks need to be manually changed, roughly 0% of us like this process.
Generally, not by the person yet.
Has anybody ever said, and I'm not talking about going backwards, I'm talking about specifically what's happening this weekend, springing forward.
Right.
Have you ever heard anybody say, man, I love daylight savings time.
Never.
I love losing an hour.
No.
I don't
that's
know.
What we're talking about getting rid of it. I mean, that's why, otherwise, why? If everyone was okay with it, we'd be like, yeah, whatever. But no, we're not okay with it.
Most Americans will spring forward into daylight savings time this Sunday morning at 2 a.m. The debate over ending daylight savings time will never end.
Nope.
It has been kicked around for decades, before you and I were born.
Yes, since they probably instituted it whenever, back in the 20s or whenever it was, right?
Yeah. More on that in a moment. There have been several times recently when it seemed like the government would kill it, but it keeps changing, getting stuck in Congress. The current administration is talking about it. We'll see if it happens.
Right.
In my defense, I mean, he says one thing and then 2 days later it changes, so I don't know.
It's hard to know, yeah.
That's not a political statement. That's just a fact. That's just life. That's
hard
what,
to know.
That's
yep.
what we're in right now. In December, the president said the Republican Party will use its best efforts to eliminate daylight savings time. We'll see. We'll see if it happens. I know that this is something that they're talking about, but people talk a lot.
Yeah, especially about this.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, we've been hearing this debate for decades.
Yeah, this is not a shot or a comment on the current administration. This is just what we just said. This has been going on for decades.
Yeah.
A lot of administrations.
A lot.
I don't know who's going to get this done, if anybody can get this done.
Right.
And last we checked, more than 1.3 million users voted, and 58% of people prefer being an hour later with daylight savings time, while 42% of people want to an hour earlier of sunshine with standard time.
Okay.
In a previous poll, 21% of people said that they think changing the clocks the way we're doing it is still the best option.
Okay.
62% want to stop shifting the clocks, and another 17% are undecided. Of people who want to stop doing it, 50% think we should switch to permanent daylight savings time, 31% want permanent standard time, and everyone else said that they don't have an opinion, just pick one. 19% of Americans prefer waking up when it's dark out, something that happens more because of daylight savings time.
Wow, wait, that's almost 20% of people like to wake up when it's dark?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that kind of shocks me.
That number's gone up, it looks like,
wow.
too, from what I can remember from previous years. There's one part of this that I don't know that we talk about enough, though. There's a lot of people that talk about what they want and the reasons they want it.
Right.
But literally none of us that are alive know what it's like not to have this.
Right.
So we have no idea what to expect.
Right.
And like anything in life, if you move one thing, that change, that is a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be positive or negative. I'm not saying I don't have the answers here, man.
Right.
I'm just saying that we don't know because none of us have ever been in this situation where this is actually a thing that could happen.
Right.
We talk about it. And honestly, it feels like a distraction. It feels like something to distract people.
Right.
And I'm not even sure from what, but it doesn't seem like this. We have the same conversation literally every year.
Every time it happens, either in the fall or in the spring, the conversation always comes up.
And nothing has changed.
No.
Like the idea of, well, it's moving more this direction or moving more that direction. I don't care. Get it done or don't.
Yes.
I'm just tired of talking about it.
No.
I'm so sick and tired of doing this conversation. And doing this segment. We've done this segment for how many decades?
Exactly, yes.
Like, just make a decision. And if the decision is to keep it this way, then let's shut up. Can we just shut up about it? Because honestly, it's just annoying by now. I'm not even against people. Like,
right.
I don't have an opinion on this one because I don't know what to expect.
Right.
So I don't know. Is the devil you know better than the devil you don't?
Right. I mean, that's an excellent point too.
I'm not confident that we change this one way or the other, and it's for the better.
Right.
I don't know because none of us do.
No.
The idea that anybody that tells you they know is lying to you. They are literally lying to you because nobody's ever experienced this before.
You know
so let's just make a decision and move on.
You know what I think we should do? I think each state should make their own decision. I, for one, in Wisconsin, would love to be on Pacific time. You know, I think that's what we should do. We just say, we're on Pacific time now, okay?
I love
that. Why is the
that.
Sun not cooperating? Sun, come on.
Is the sun not out? Turning into the Taming of the Shrew. I love that idea. Every state does its own thing.
Oh, that would be so confusing. That would be hilarious, though.
Did you know, just a couple of quick facts before we go to our break. Germany was the first country to implement daylight savings time.
Ooh.
They did this back in 1916 to save fuel during World War I. The United States adopted the practice in 1918, but daylight saving time wasn't standardized across the country until the passage of the 1966 Uniform Time Act, which gave the federal government oversight over the time change.
Wow. So that was that late? How interesting.
And,
wow.
Yeah. This is not a worldwide or a nationwide thing
no.
either. About 70 countries observe daylight savings time nationwide or in certain regions. Most Africa, Asian countries, including India, China, and Japan, skip the clock change altogether.
And they seem to be fine, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting one. And it's a debate that will hopefully, I don't know, hopefully end. I just make a decision. Can we just make a decision and move on?
Let's move on, James.
We are. We're going to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We'll come back with some celebrating on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Tired of the same old fish fry on Friday nights? Try El Cafe for the best fish fry in Wood County. Served every Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's fish fry with a little Mexican flair. If fish isn't your thing, you can try their authentic breakfast and lunch menus with daily specials available. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Listen during the 8 o'clock hour for your chance to win and try El Cafe on us.
Quality Plus Printing takes pride in being able to be your full-service printer, offering amazing graphic design with exemplary customer service. No job too big or too small. They even specialize in quick turns. Proud to be family-owned and operated. We get your words out.
Some people just know they can save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first at 888-ALLSTATE or allstate.com. Like, you know to check you have gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So if you want to save money, check Allstate first at 888-ALLSTATE or allstate.com.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink. You might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 44. And then we're going to warm it up Sunday, sunny, low 50s. By Monday, sunshine with a high close to 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
It's time to do some celebrating. with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Seth and James taking you through this, and I want to shout out everybody out there getting us these birthdays and anniversaries all week long. Mm-hmm. We got a great list for you today, because not only do we got Friday, we got Saturday and Sunday to get to.
Oh, fun.
We're able to do all this thanks to our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Check out some of the great food that they got over there, and keep in mind, they got a top 10 fish fry over there.
Top 10 fish fry? Yeah, really?
Yeah. Saw a recent list of that Caitlin Chuba put up, and we had the top 11 fish fries in the area, and our friends at El Cafe were on the list.
They just started too.
Yeah,
man, that just shows how good they are, man. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing.
Check it out. They got a bunch of amazing things over there for you. Over 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Buy local, support local, everybody, and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Email us info@wfhr.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook page as well. And you can text us or call up through the Civic Media app.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
Look forward to hearing from you, everybody. We love live birthdays.
We do.
Feel free to call them in. Seth, we got to get to this list, because for today, I've got five possible qualifiers.
All right, love that five.
And we got two for the next couple, so give me a 1 through 5.
Okay, let's go 3 right in the middle.
All right, gives us that qualifier, so we'll get right into it. And a 1 or a 2?
1.
All right. And another 1 or a 2.
We'll go 1 again. Ha ha. Oh. People thought I was going to say 2.
Flipped it around.
And I gave him a 1 again.
Oh, curveball. we jump right in, and we want to wish a very happy birthday to a good friend of ours, Mike Warren.
Oh, happy birthday, Mike.
Mike, of course, used to cover sports and news here WFHR for many years. I appreciate the work Mike does.
Yep.
I know Mike still does quite a bit of reporting locally and everything.
He does. That's true. Yep.
We also want to wish a happy birthday to Janet Jensen.
Happy birthday, Janet.
Enjoy the day, Janet.
Yep.
Happy birthday to Deborah Henry.
Happy birthday, Deborah.
Wishing you a good one, Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Elaine Herman.
Elaine, happy birthday.
Have a wonderful day, Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Virgil Burnt.
Virgil, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Wishing you the best of days, Virgil. And you're our qualifier today. Congratulations on that. And all great names today. Did
good
you notice
stuff.
That?
Yeah, all nice variety of names
great
there.
Great names, taking a look at Saturday, we wish happy birthday to Katie Merrill.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Yes, you knew a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier on Saturday, Julie Mansell.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Enjoy the day, Julie. Hope it's a good one for you. And on Sunday, wish a happy birthday to old friend of mine, Alexis Braun.
Alexis, happy birthday.
She's amazing. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. Wishing you a good one, Alexis. Enjoy your day. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Carmen Smallbrook.
Carmen Smallbrook, what an amazing name. And congratulations. Happy birthday on Sunday.
All great names this weekend. Yeah,
man.
Everybody's got a good name. If anybody wants to trade, let me know. I will trade you my name. Straight up.
I love that. Yeah, it doesn't matter who it is.
No draft picks.
I'll take Carmen's name. Yep,
yeah, I'll do it. Wishing you all a wonderful birthday and anniversary out there. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day. We take a look at our celebrity list for this weekend. For today, first up, Jenna Fischer is 51. Pam on The Office.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay.
She's good. She's very good. And the only reason she's not working more is because she just really enjoys her home life, and she has a podcast.
I was
going
to say she's part of that podcast that The Office, the two ladies that used to be on the show that do it. Boy, that's really popular too.
Yeah,
my goodness,
a lot of good TV actors today. We also have a lot of good actors. Peter Skarsgård is 54.
Nice,
incredible actor.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. I feel like Peter Skarsgård, unlike his brothers, has just not gotten that key role yet that people will know him for.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest of them, Bill, is just killing it
right now,
doing anything that's dark, and he's got to put a bunch of makeup on, cast him.
Yes.
He's incredible.
Right.
I believe the younger brother of the two, the in-between brother, also having a great career. And then there's Peter, who's amazing. They're just incredible. Skarsgård's going to go down as one of those great acting families.
When you have the patriarch is Castellan, who is one of the, if you see, even especially his early stuff, he's just an amazing actor.
Yeah,
my God,
that,
yes.
I love this actress. Rachel Weisz is 55.
Yes, she's awesome.
Evie on The Mummy, Natasha's mom in the Black Widow movies, which I was so happy to see. I didn't even know she was going to be in it.
Yes.
I was so excited
love
to
it.
See her. I know it's a silly little action movie, but I love the movie Constantine. I've seen it a billion times, and she's so good, and she plays twin sisters, and you know, Keanu Reeves is really good. There's a couple of other great performances in it. But she steals the show, man. Like, for an action movie, she brings her A-game as an actress. And is really good. The wonderful, the hilarious Wanda Sykes is 61.
One of the funniest people on the planet, if you ask me.
Really is. She's just so darn funny. Made her career early on as a writer. And still works as a writer a little bit. But, of course, a fantastic stand-up comedian. A wonderful actress.
Yes. Very good for voice roles, too.
Oh, Bryan Cranston is 69.
Wow. How many 69?
How many people are famous fathers or dads twice in two completely wildly different characters, from Malcolm in the Middle to Breaking Bad?
Yeah. I don't know how he did it, man.
Yeah. And still working really strong. We're doing some great work out there.
He's a good example too of getting your break later.
Yeah.
Because you would see him, you know, guest spots on TV shows. You know, he shows up in all these things. But then when Malcolm in the Middle hit, he was up there. And then, of course, Breaking Bad. I mean, yeah really hit it hard.
A couple of Pittsburgh Steelers celebrating birthdays today. Ooh. Lynn Swann is 73 today, NFL Hall of Famer. Incredible. One of the best, some of the best highlights you'll ever see is that grainy footage of Lynn Swann in the Super Bowl. And maybe the second greatest catch I've ever seen in the Super Bowl. I know that everybody's got their list here and everything. For me, Larry Fitzgerald catching it and cutting up the middle and running it in for like 70 yards for a touchdown or something. And I loved also Clark. Clark's famous catch in the middle
Dwight
of the end.
Clark.
Dwight Clark's famous catch. So there's that one. And then Lynn Swann with the wild, like, just where he's like just a ballet dancer out there.
The photograph of that catch is one of the things. It's like burned into my memory because it's such a cool shot.
Yeah. And Peter Wolf, 79 today, lead singer and songwriter for Jay Giles Band.
So which one was Jay Giles then? Yeah, he's not the lead singer. No, I'm kidding.
I got to look that up sometime, where that name came from.
I think he was the guitarist.
People no longer with us. Franco Harris, another famous Pittsburgh Steeler and famous Italian-American.
Man, Franco Harris.
Made the Immaculate Reception.
Yes, he did. But he was one of those, you never think of him as like an all-time great running back, but he was.
Yeah.
I mean, look at his stats and how long he played.
Yeah.
And he was so elusive for a bigger guy. He was just an amazing, I don't know how he did it, man. He could just, else.
My dad loved him. And Willard Scott would have been celebrating a birthday today, born on 1934, legendary weatherman from the Today Show and the original Ronald McDonald.
That's right. That's always mentioned. And of course, for many years did the centenary, the birthday, birthday greetings to people out on the Today Show.
Always got a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Taking a quick look at Saturday and Sunday birthdays. On Saturday, James Vanderbeek is 48 and Freddie Prinze Jr. is 49. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Let's see here. Mickey Dolenz is 80 from the Monkees.
Wow. And he's still, is he the only one left? I can't remember. I'd have to say, but anyway.
I have to double
good
check.
For him, though.
Yeah, I don't want to say because I don't want to. Whatever I say will be wrong. Either direction I go, I'm going to be wrong. Right. I know it. Also on Sunday, want to look at some birthdays. Matthew Gray Gubler is 45. Dr. Spencer Reed in Criminal Minds.
Oh.
The voice of Simon and Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Really?
I didn't know that. A fantastically gifted actor. Part of the reason I kept watching Criminal Minds, I started watching it because of Manny Patinkin. I kept watching it in part because of him and some other actors on there. Like, show was good, and it's probably stayed on too long or whatever. I don't care. I loved every episode. And majorly because of his performance. He was incredibly good on that show. I bring up a lot of this because he didn't act before that.
Like, really?
He was a model and did a little bit maybe in high school, but he didn't really do a lot of acting. And the character he's playing is so complex and so difficult, and I almost feel like it's one of those ones where it kind of helped him not going into it with a ton of acting history and all this, because he played the character so well that it seems like that worked. That's what would work.
He really dove into it, sounds like. Yeah.
And one of the better compliments you can give an actor, I think, is, well, I cannot imagine anybody else in that role. Can't imagine anybody else in the role of Spencer Reed. That's like, he's good.
High praise.
One of the best out there. Oscar Isaac is 46 on Sunday.
Yes.
Moon Knight, Poe. In the Star Wars movie.
We're the same age, I guess. Or he's a little younger than me, but that's cool.
Yeah. Let's see here. Brian Bosworth going to be 60 on Sunday. There's one.
The Boz. Stone Cold. What's the name of that? Was it Stone Cold? That movie that he was in? It's so bad. Oh my God.
There was a couple.
Not a good actor.
And people no longer with us on Sunday, the great, the legend, Raul Julia, Gomez Adams in the Adams movies and so many others.
Under a almost criminally underappreciated actor. And then we lost him so early. It was just, it was not fair, man. It was not fair.
One of the guys I bring up when I talk about how important it is to break type for actors and not just let them play their stereotypical roles and all these things. Imagine what Raul Julia could have done with some of the opportunities.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
And Bobby Fischer, born in 1943, passed away in 2008. Mm-hmm. Chess prodigy, became the world champion at age 18. Of course, the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer with Ben Kingsley and Lawrence Fishburne. Mm-hmm. Incredible movie. I really like that movie. Mm-hmm. It's a good movie. And both those two did amazing performances in it.
Yes.
We will take a quick time out. We'll get to our news and sports and partner break. When we come back, Seth and I are going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. But one more time, a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating.
This whole weekend long, everyone. Have
celebrate.
Fun.
Celebrate all weekend. Celebrate. And celebrate with our good friends over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Tariffs and trade disputes can affect us in many ways here in Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
First off, several steel shipments arrive at the Port of Milwaukee, which are destined for Wisconsin businesses. The new steel tariff will increase costs on these businesses by 25%. We are also a significant exporter of soybeans. Retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. exports could negatively affect our soybean farmers. And the state still exports over $10 billion in manufactured goods. These producers are doubly hit as they will face the steel tariffs as well as the retaliatory export tariffs. The Libertarian Party of Wisconsin believes that free trade is fair trade and that trade wars only hurt consumers.
If you work with cows or poultry, the Wood County Health Department is reminding folks to stay healthy from bird flu. The H5N1 bird flu viruses have been spreading among dairy cows in the U.S., the virus has been found in poultry flocks, wild birds, and some mammals, including cats. Human infections so far have been sporadic and can range from mild to severe. Signs and symptoms vary and can include red and irritated eyes, fever or cough, or lung infections such as pneumonia. When you go to the doctor with any of these symptoms, be sure to tell them if you work with cows or poultry or have had contact with sick or dead animals. Girl Scout cookies are available starting this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes will be selling outside of Walmart. While the cookie lineup will feature many of your favorites, including Thin Mints, Caramel Delights, and Peanut Butter Patties, if you're a fan of the Toast Yay cookies, enjoy them this year. At the close of the 2025 cookie season, the Toast Yay flavor will be retired. Check with your local council or use the Girl Scout Cookie Finder to locate a booth. You can also enter your zip code there to purchase cookies to be shipped directly to your home. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks host the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks getting ready to host the Orlando Magic tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Bucks have won 4 in a row, 8 of their last 10 games, averaging over 114 points a night. College basketball gets started tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at Fiserv Forum as Marquette hosts number 6 ranked St. John's. It's senior day for the Golden Eagles for players like Stevie Mitchell, David Copland, and Cam Jones. The Badgers taking on Penn State at noon tomorrow in Madison. Baseball, the Brewers blank the A's 10-0 in Arizona. Starter Jacob Mizorowski looked sharp in his 3 innings of work. The Brewers ranked 24th this year in payroll. Can they still win the division again?
Of course we can. We have in the past and we can again. But we got to take care of our house. We can't worry about what they're doing. We got to take care of our house and we got to play a certain way. We have to be uncommon, you know, and that fits.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 44. And then we're going to warm it up Sunday, sunny, low 50s. By Monday, sunshine with a high close to 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Gets me every time. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What we do every Friday is get an opportunity from our friends at Culvers to play a famous TV theme song. You call up if you haven't won anything in 30 days, 424-2600, or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and boom, just like that, you're going to win yourself a adult meal and a kid's meal from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Nice.
We send a gigantic shout out to them. Buy local, support local. Wherever you got a Culvers, you got a business putting into the community.
You do indeed.
We appreciate our friends over there letting us have fun with this segment over the years. Let's go ahead and have some fun. Let's give away some free Culvers. Get ready to call up and join us, everybody. Tell us what TV show this is. I thought so. Well, let's go ahead and take a... What's your answer?
Oh, we lost him. Oh, they're calling back.
All right, try this again.
All right.
What's your answer?
Oh, what is going on here?
Oh, no. Hey, phone.
Good morning. What's your answer?
Looks like we lost him again.
Come on.
Come on, phones. Don't be this way, phones. There we go.
Good morning. You're on. Hey, what's your answer?
Hawaii 5-0.
No, but a good try.
Good guess.
Keep on trying, everybody.
We hope.
We hope. I'll keep playing it.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see here. Hey, good morning. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello. What's your answer?
The A-Team.
Yeah. All right. We got it. Phew.
All right.
Getting worried there for a minute.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. Can I get your first name?
Patrick.
Where are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Patrick, were you a fan of the A-Team?
Watched it occasionally.
Yeah. To be honest,
I'm telling you, it's Mr. T, right?
Mr. T. It's a thing we most really remember.
Yep.
Patrick, we appreciate you listening and playing along. You're our newest star of the day. Hang on the phone line. Going to get a little information from you off air, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Thank you for that. All right. Yeah, the A-Team. Now, why am I playing the A-Team today? Okay. Well, it was on this day in 1987, the last aired episode of A-Team happened.
Really? Yeah. Went through 87. Mm. Wow, that's later than I expected. Interesting.
Went on for 4 years, had four strong seasons. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those shows where I think it surprises some people when it was only four seasons? It was only, you know?
Yeah, but, yeah. But I'm telling you, that had an extremely strong cast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean. Even with, you know, Mr. T, really an actor? I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But he did fine, you know, it was good. But, I mean, yeah, George Peppard, you know, Dwight Schultz. I mean, those guys are really good actors.
Really good.
Yeah.
And everybody bought in.
They did.
Very similar to what you needed. The biggest thing that made these kind of shows work were good actors and believing. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems silly, but an actor really believing in what they were doing, it's what made Star Trek what it was, and it's what made the 80s.
And how ridiculous the show could get. I mean, it was over the top in so many ways, but it was fun.
And everybody had a famous, everybody had a favorite A-Team member.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody did.
I'm surprised there's not, like, online tests about that. Which team A-Team member are you?
There's gotta be. Howlin' Mad Murdoch, though.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Mad.
Yeah.
I love it. Murdoch was awesome. Murdoch was great. That's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
So good that they made movies out of it, and they brought it back.
They even did, yes.
Pretty good. We're going to talk to Patrick, our newest star of the day. Got to get him my agent's phone number. But we will be back next Friday with another edition of Star of the Day. Be listening for that, and stick around. We got good things coming up here at the morning show.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Val Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader, is also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens. And it's a bar band Friday night, and that means our pal Terry Barr will be by with new music and fun conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 44. And then we're going to warm it up Sunday, sunny, low 50s. By Monday, sunshine with a high close to 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Shout out to one of those listeners,
yes.
Patrick, winning Star of the Day.
Congratulations to Patrick.
Congrats to him, and appreciate him listening and all of you listening. Be listening next Friday for another edition to win some free Culvers.
Indeed.
Today is Happy Employee Appreciation Day.
All right.
Or maybe not.
Huh?
Well, a poll for it found most companies are not celebrating. Only 19% of people said that their company was planning to do something to thank or recognize staff members today. Mm-hmm. 91% said that they'd appreciate it. 91% of employees.
That's a pretty high number there.
Try to get 91% of the vote on anything.
Exactly.
And it might like their boss a little more if they did do something today. They may like their bosses even more if they were to do something today. Thoughtful, caring, and smart were the top words people used to describe how it would come across.
Mm-hmm.
The top things people would like to get for Employee Appreciation Day include free food, a nice card, or cold hard cash.
Well, money is always appreciated.
Never go wrong with
never
money.
Never go wrong with money.
Yeah. So, how many? This feels like it should be a bigger thing.
Yeah.
Like this day. If we're going to do the whole day thing, you know, National Day of stuff and everything, of all the days that we should be, like, you know, really, you know, celebrating, we should be celebrating employees. The majority of us are.
Yes. Workers, right? Yeah. Whatever you want to call it. Whatever industry you happen to be in, you're probably a worker.
And it's not as if it's gotten better or easier for workers.
No.
Like, in
not
what
at all.
Aspect... And not just recently, I mean, even just in recent times,
mm-hmm.
We have not seen minimum wage go up in ages.
Yeah.
Decades. It's insane the way that what the expectation for the American person mm-hmm. to live on a certain paycheck is insane. And it just doesn't, the math doesn't add up.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way around it. You can have all the crazy people from all the different walks of life you want looking at these numbers. Numbers don't change. Math don't lie.
No.
Math isn't in anybody's pocket.
Right.
Math isn't trying to like skew the numbers so you can root this way or that way.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's just math.
Yep.
And the math don't lie.
No.
There comes a point where so the give to this is not to pay us better or to give us more rights. It's we'll have the discussion about a four-day work week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the discussion. Does anybody genuinely think that's ever going to happen? The people that make these decisions are not employees. The people that make these decisions have nothing to gain by this.
Right.
They have no way of making more money from it.
Yep.
And that's what it comes down to.
Right.
Whether we're talking about our current government, and there is no getting around that, all they talk about is money. All they talk about is money.
Yep.
So you can't tell me that's all they care about.
Right.
Until I am proven otherwise, I don't see that anybody in the current administration cares about anything other than money.
Right.
That's it. And we have a society that is based so much on money.
Right.
Yet, we have the biggest gap between us and them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean us as in those of us, you out there listening, unless there's any billionaires out there listening and employees, and the billionaires. The gap between us has never been bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they're not doing anything on this. Now, I'm actually a little bit surprised just in the fact of, you know, you would think that they do something token to try to, like, quiet us down or something. Like, hey, here's some cake on this day.
Right.
Look what we do for you. We give you cake on this day. You know, I mean, let them eat cake.
Well, doesn't that kind of tell you where we are then? Like, they feel that they don't have to do that.
Yes.
You know,
that
they can just say, yeah, well, you tough, you know? Where else are you going to go, right? What are you going to do? Ha, 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 you know?
To steal a line from another politician, ask yourself, are you any better?
Mm.
How much better is your life right now?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
we hear that a lot, right?
Yeah. I think that's a fair question to ask.
And kind of what you're driving at there. It doesn't take a lot.
No.
Just to say thank you to your employees. You could, like you said, give them a piece of cake and they'll be like, wow, cool. I got cake, you know, kind of thing. It's not even that big of a deal.
They've gotten to the point where they're not even pandering with us anymore.
No.
They're not even trying. So
it seems like that they don't care. They just do not care.
I will say that one of the pushbacks to this is what we have been seeing over the last 4 or 5 years, this great migration of people mm-hmm. going from jobs to careers, people being their own boss, people, you know, everything from opening an Etsy shop to that business idea they've always had and making a run with it and mm-hmm. everything. You're seeing much more of that. You're seeing much more the smarter businesses out there actually appreciating their employees, paying them better, giving them more options.
Where would you be without them?
No good worker wants a handout. Nobody's talking about that.
No.
Nobody's talking about going even above and beyond. We're talking about paying us what we deserve.
Right.
That's it. Nobody's asking for like something for the moon here. They're asking to be treated right, to be treated the way the people who are in power would want to be treated if the roles were reversed.
I have heard the phrase economic dignity. And I think that's something to shoot for. It really is.
And I understand that sometimes I can get on a soapbox and I can be a little, you know, divisive and everything. I can't imagine that this is divisive at all. I can't think of one thing I've just said could be divisive to any single person out there listening. Please call up if I am. I'd love to hear the other side of this. But if I 715-424-2600. Right now, we're not being given anything else.
At the baseline, is it better to have happy workers or unhappy workers? I think happy workers are better workers. They do more for you. They add more value. I mean, that just makes sense, right?
Even if you don't want to take our opinions for it, look at the science of this. Look at this, the data that shows you that happy workers are better workers, which makes better employment, which makes your products better, makes you make more products, makes your business better, which makes you more money, which brings down our taxes. This is not that difficult to figure out. Again, math don't lie. It's straight there for you. We'll see. I'm curious to see. And I would love to know, anybody out there have their business celebrating Employee Appreciation Day?
Yeah.
Anybody, please
call
in, text in 715-424-2600. We'd love to hear from anybody out there and any of those businesses out there. Your business will get a free shout out from it. So
yeah, that's right. Hey.
See what would have happened if your business was celebrating Employee Appreciation Day? You would have gotten a free shout out on our gigantic radio station where we are huge. Big all over.
Big enough. Big enough.
We're big in Europe. We got a handful of people listening over there. Good morning. No. Good
Finland.
Afternoon.
Finland. How's it going, Finland? Yeah.
So we got to wrap up with this one, Seth. About 6 months ago, people online were talking about a growing fashion trend, one-legged pants. So one of your legs is covered in a pant leg, like usual, and the other is mostly exposed, as if you were a mini skirt or short shorts.
Have we officially run out of ideas now?
I'm paid to talk for a living, and I got to be honest with the audience here. I got nothing. I don't know what to do with this story. I'm showing a picture of it to Seth.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have a, and I actually think that the fashion industry is kind of interesting. There's some kind of cool things that go on with it. If you look at how I dress, I clearly don't care about fashion. I still dress.
You got your own sense of style, and that's good enough for you,
that
right?
That's the nicest way anybody could put that. Thank you for that. So I don't want to say, like, talk about stuff that I don't know necessarily, but $440 a pair of these costs.
What? Is it even a pair?
Because
there's only one pant.
Right, good point, yes. So, and here's the other thing. I don't mean to speak over, but speak through to the fashion industry. Look, we get it. You guys ran out of ideas a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, the human body, limited. You know, there's only so much you can do. Yeah, I guess.
Just go back to doing what you've always done.
Yeah.
And something that was popular 30 years ago, bring it back.
And just like make one little adjustment.
Just one little adjustment.
And then, run with it.
Isn't boot cut jeans just, bell bottoms that are just a little bit small, like shrunk a little bit?
Well,
like,
if from the young people, it looks like, first of all, I learned this interesting fact. The Zoomers, no jeans.
Oh, really?
The Zoomer's not into jeans at all.
Well, I actually don't have a problem with that. I hate jeans.
We're like sweatpants, running pants, anything like that.
Well, not
jeans.
I'm just angry because I wish I would have gotten on that. That's right, not fair.
So that's one thing. But I have seen those that are wearing jeans, they're wearing the super wide, they're back now, the huge wide-legged pants, man. I mean, we're talking almost looking like a dress, like a jean dress or something like that. That's how wide they're getting. I'm telling you.
I have never understood it. And this says a lot more about me than the fashion industry. I've never understood wearing a pair of pants I can't run in. If I need to run, I need to know I can do it. I can't do that if it's gigantic. I can't do it unless I want somebody else, like I want to treat them like clown pants and somebody else get in there with me and we both run together. Maybe all four legs will make us faster.
Hey, man, you finally got a match for your clown shoes and you're good to go now. So.
The only purpose for those kind of size pants, other than people that, of course, need them or anything, for actual size, size wise,
right.
is those two-legged races.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yes. I literally can't think of anything else. And you can't look more ridiculous. And it has nothing to do with age. I've always felt this way.
Yeah.
I remember being in my neighborhood and seeing kids from the north side come down and wearing these baggy pants and cross-color stuff and everything. And there is nobody I grew up around that dressed like that.
No.
Nobody from the, quote, street that dressed like that.
Because when you are from, quote-unquote, the street, you wear what is there.
Yeah.
Just wear whatever's available.
You get handed down?
Exactly.
Yeah. And you darn sure weren't wearing clothes you couldn't run in. Without tripping and falling.
No,
I don't understand
not doing
this.
That.
They can't be telling me that this is because it looks cool. This is not because they ran out of ideas. The fashion industry is done. They've run out of ideas.
It's always been predicated on the idea of what is hot, not necessarily what looks good, right? Sometimes they, you know, converge, whereas, wow, that looks really cool, you know, that kind of thing. But most of the time, it's just what's novel. They're always looking for the novelty so they can continue to sell one-legged pants.
Yeah. Well, and you know, here's the thing too. I'm just saying this rhetorically, because I don't have any data on this one.
Right.
But I can't think of any time the fashion industry set the standard. We saw something that happened in Milan, and all of us were dressing that way. Mm-hmm. Like maybe back in the 20s or 30s, you know.
Who knows,
I mean like 1820s, 1830s. Like
right.
Not even in the 1900s I'm talking about this. Like back then maybe it was what happened in Paris? Well, then all of a sudden everybody in Europe was doing it. Bowler hats, you know, those kind of things.
Sure.
That happened back then.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been that way in 100 years.
Yeah. Well, and especially in the United States, most of the bigger fashion trends have come... Like music, like art, has come from the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in a lot of marginalized communities, as a matter of fact, those things come from, right?
Yeah.
Fashion comes from, you know, like, you know, what, I don't even know, like the quote, you know, like the gangster look or whatever it was. That wasn't from, you know, that kind
no,
of thing.
No.
And it was, you know, and of course it was tweaked and changed enough so you couldn't recognize it like you were talking about, right? It's like, what? But no, you know what I'm saying? The big fashion trends come from the bottom, not from the top. And they just co-opt them. That's all.
Well, and then you have these fashion designers and these people designing these things that live in bubbles and have no idea what's going on on the other levels. See what I was saying before about the difference between
exactly.
the rich and the poor.
Yes.
So then they're just designing all these things basically for rich people. And
so they can look like poor people? I don't that's the weird thing, right?
That's the other part of this too that is insulting. I don't use that word lightly, but it's darn right insulting to the way that this is going and everything, the direction this
get out of here with that.
I don't know. I will be honest, I see anybody, man, woman, child wearing these, I am laughing in your face. I am laughing, and the only words I'll be able to get out is, do you have a receipt? Did you keep your receipt?
Always keep your receipts.
Always keep your receipt.
Always keep them.
How can you charge more when you're giving people less material? That is also one of the more dumbfounded things.
This is the thing, like the bikini sellers, makers have that is a racket.
Yeah.
Here's this few strips of cloth. Here's $200, you know.
quite the fashion trend they got going, or quite the hustle
they
got
going on with that. Absolutely they do.
I did have some other things that I wanted to touch on real quick, local events that I wanted to get to. One of them, I want to give everybody a heads up. But less than a week from now, next Thursday, our good friends over at Family Natural Foods will have one of their presentations going on, Foundational Nutrition. Learn from Brian, CEO of True Grace Health, the key to quality foundation nutritions.
Okay.
Brian's great. He's joined us before. We've talked with him. I've talked with True Grace before, Wisconsin company.
Yep.
Great people over there. And this is a great opportunity for you to know middle person, no nothing, just right there, straight up, being able to ask Brian your questions or being able to just get great information and a great atmosphere. I love our friends over at Family Natural Foods. They're doing a great job with these presentations. Be sure to make plans next Thursday, March 13th, 5:15. Check out their presentation of Foundational Nutrition. Be sure to follow them on social media. Keep up to date on all the great things that they are doing over there. Also wanted to remind everybody about our weekend lineup, Seth. Get into that a little bit with everybody. First up, as I mentioned earlier, we've got great assumption, great sports on the weekend.
Yes,
all
weekend long.
Tonight, join us at 5:00. We'll have Playmakers, and then at 5:30, we will have Wisconsin men's hockey versus Ohio State in Big Ten tournament.
Yes,
so abbreviated Playmakers. Lakers
tonight.
Yes,
it will be tonight, yeah.
And then Saturday, Wisconsin men's basketball hosting Penn State, 11 a.m. here, right at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Second or last regular season game for them, I believe.
For their Big Ten tournament, yeah.
Right. And speaking of tournaments, we got tournament play happening on 105.5 WIRI at 6:50. Assumption Girls taking on...
Oh, wait. I'm going to get that one.
Okay, we'll do this one. Sevastopol. I had to look at it, though, to make sure.
Nicely
I got it right.
Done. Sevastopol. 6:50, the Assumption Royals will be taking on Sevastopol. Be sure to join it. Randy and Seth are going to have that for mm-hmm. you. Over here at WFHR, Saturday night at 5:30, we'll wrap up that series of Wisconsin Badgers taking on Ohio State Big Ten tournament action going on. Tournament play going on
right.
in men's hockey.
Yep.
Sunday, we'll continue Wisconsin men's hockey. If needed,
best 2 of 3. Yeah.
Yeah. And if that happens, either way, we're going to be playing some favorites, some hits of ours for our original shows.
Yes. Just to make sure just in case there is a hockey game. We don't want to do anything new in case that gets preempted by the hockey game. So
Seth and I got a great Director's Playhouse coming up with Pete Schwab joined us. We'll be saving that one for following weekend. And Seth Faces the Music Unlabeled. Yep. We'll have new episodes
new
for
there.
You real soon.
And a new Sunday night show coming.
Yes.
Very soon, too.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
Very excited about that.
Yeah.
And I want to thank our audience. We've gotten a bunch of thank you cards this week.
Oh.
It has been really cool. Thank you to all of them. The kids sent us some from Nakusa and some other ones.
That's awesome.
And a shout out to Diane, who just goes above and beyond. She's always making us cookies and things. And she sent us a gigantic, wonderful letter.
Oh, my
letter
goodness,
here.
Did she?
Wonderful, a letter note card. We appreciate you,
Thanks,
Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
We'll be back with more show coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief. The Labor Department reports 151,000 jobs added to the U.S. economy last month, with unemployment up slightly from 4 to 4.1%. Economist Gus Fauché.
As of early 2025, the labor market is quite solid, and the unemployment rate remains historically low.
Today's numbers do not take into account federal government firings. China is calling U.S. tariffs arbitrary and two-faced. The nation's foreign minister through an interpreter.
No country should fantasize that it can suppress China and maintain good relations at the same time.
Another SpaceX rocket has broken apart after launch. Brett Bostwick was on his boat in the Bahamas when he saw debris streaking through the sky.
It maybe got about 20 degrees above the horizon.